like to invite the following people to join me for lunch.
I think we should share an awesome blossom. What do you say? They are awesome.
Order!
Cheeseburger, please!
Get off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
Yeah, I'll have the linguine, red sauce on the side. If the sauce does not come on the side, I will send it back.
Can I take your order?
It's time for the Lunch Rush, the latest and greatest in sports news. Here's Brady Hall.
A lot of Super Bowl stuff. Going to decorate the headlines today. Well, how about this one? The Chiefs are already installed as the favorites to win the Super Bowl next season. This time last year, was it the Bills? Was it, we were talking about the Bills?
Yes.
Now it's the Chiefs. What do you think about that? Who's going to throw? I mean, the Bengals will be there again. You and I've talked about the concerns maybe with the Bills right now.
They're number 2 in these odds.
That's true, but you wonder with the relationship with Diggs and Allen and all that, is that going to, what's Von Miller's health going to look like? Those are all interesting questions.
It's a lot of money on that defense they have to pay.
A lot of money. The Bills were like the darling after last year and then going into the season and all the Josh Allen MVP talks, Super Bowl talks. And they had an okay season. Got to the playoffs.
So
won a game.
We should pick a new darling and have them lose.
It's probably the Chiefs. The Chiefs are, I mean, who else is it? Can the Bengals? The Bengals should be second right now. But it's the Bills. And Bengals were right there. And that was a heck of a game. But there you go. Chiefs are installed as the favorites to win the Super Bowl next year. You're talking about the AFC. Second in line is the 49ers. It goes Chiefs, Niners, Bills, Eagles, Bengals. Cowboys, Chargers down the... Who's got the worst odds? Texans. Then the Bears and the Cardinals. Cardinals don't have a head coach, do they?
Nope.
Hard to pick them for anything when they don't have a head coach. The Broncos are like right in the middle. Okay. I'm watching the Chiefs and I'm like, can the Broncos really, Sean Payton and Russ, I mean, can they compete in this AFC? Can they compete in the AFC West? Andy Reid going to make sure that he sticks around too. Some people were tweeting around, hey, maybe if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, that encourages Andy Reid to call it quits, go out on top. He says he's sticking around, still planning to be around as the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Where does he sit in terms of great coaches? You know, obviously Belichick's got 6 titles. Is Andy Reid starting to put himself up there in those upper echelon of perhaps the greatest coaches of all time? He's been to 4 Super Bowls. He's been to
4 Super Bowls.
3 with the Chiefs and 1 with the Eagles.
And like 9 conference championships.
Yeah, he's up there. Reed's up there, man.
I think if you can do that with 2 different teams in kind of 2 different eras, almost.
Sure.
Like mid-2000s, 2010, and then 2015 on.
Yeah, look at, 247 wins, that's the 5th most of all time. 22 playoff wins, that's 2nd most of all time. 10 conference title games, 4 Super Bowl appearances, and 2 Super Bowl wins. That's a pretty strong resume right there. I have a hard time putting coaches in the Hall of Fame. You know my Hall of Fame. It's very strict. But he might get in. I don't. Brady, why wouldn't Shanahan get in? Because Andy Reid did it outside of the Super Bowls, too. All the wins, all the playoff wins, and the conference titles. Shanahan had the 2 Super Bowl runs in the 90s. Outside of that, what did he do? Reed's been to 4. 1-2. So yeah, Reed's over Mike Shanahan for me. Sorry. Love Mike Shanahan, I do. But Reed's over him. I don't know. Again, I'm pretty strict on my Hall of Fame. I'll have to really go back into the lab and figure out if Andy Reed's in it or not. Talk about the field. What a mess that was, man. The Eagles and the Chiefs both talking about it. Frank Clark said the field was kind of terrible. We've had this problem in Arizona before. A lot of these stadiums try to do new tactics with the grass. They try to do new things. I've been playing football since I was 7. The best grass is grass that is naturally there. Seems to be what the common theme was this year with amongst players, right?
Well, and they have that, you know, feel that you can they roll out into the world, grow the grass, and then they put it back in the stadium.
Yeah.
We just don't, we can't grow good grass anymore.
I guess. It was bad. It was really, really bad. How about this story? The Golden State Warriors, they did complete a 4-team trade that allowed, made way for Gary Payton II to pass his physical and 3 more players to go along with this. But the Warriors, they had to hold this trade up for a while because team doctors raised concerns about Payton's injury. And basically, you know, he was playing. Were the Blazers doing something they shouldn't have been doing? Didn't really disclose all of his injuries. And then he failed a physical. So they're going to push the trade through. I think they're pushing the trade through. But they're still going to investigate the Blazers. If they find any wrongdoings, it could cost the Blazers draft picks and fines and could result in re-examining the package of 5 second-round picks that the Warriors traded the Blazers to acquire Payton. So they could go through this, and if they determine any wrongdoing, they could give some of those picks back to the Warriors, and the Warriors could make out like bandits in this situation. That was a wild one. Trade deadline was absolutely nuts. Just add that to the mix. Did you hear the New Mexico State story? Wow.
Wild.
So they've canceled the remainder of its men's basketball season after reviewing a police report that cited 3 players for false imprisonment, harassment, and counts of criminal sexual contact against a teammate. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I've been busting through this story today. This is kind of the gist of the police report. The campus police report was obtained by ESPN. Redacted the names of the players involved. The report detailed the victim telling investigators that on February 6th, 3 members of the team held the victim down, removed his clothing, exposing his buttocks, and began to slap his buttocks. He also went on to state that they also touched his scrotum. The victim told police he had no choice but to let this happen because it's a 3-on-1 type of situation. The victim said other incidents had been occurring since last July or August, and the inappropriate physical and sexual touching by his teammates had been occurring in the locker room and on road trips. The report said that on Friday, the victim went to campus police to report a possible assault, but did not want to press criminal charges for the time being. Unreal. How is this kind of stuff happening? So the whole coaching staff now has been placed on leave. I don't know what they're going to do going forward, but they just canceled the season. This is just sick.
It's sick, disgusting, and it puts a bad look on sports because, you know, your team, your teammates that you play with, the coaching staff that you work with, they're supposed to be, you know, it can be created into a brotherhood or a sisterhood or a group of people that have a like-minded goals and have similar interests. Obviously, you're playing a sport together. These are supposed to be your teammates, your friends, your brothers, your sisters. You know, you go on road trips together. You hang out at the hotel together. You go get into foolishness at a gas station or whatever with your teammates, with your friends. And to hear something like this was going on and it was being covered up for so long,
yeah,
that's awful.
Awful. And how do the coaches not have some kind of idea that this is happening?
I mean, the amount of people that are in contact with a college athlete outside of your teachers, your friends, outside of the team, your coaches, your trainers, your medical nutrition staff. How does this get covered up since, what, July?
Which, I mean, 3 players thought this was a good idea.
Like, how many other players knew about it, weren't involved with it, but they said, oh, that's, well, they called it hazing. Like, that's not hazing.
What are we doing here? Just appalling. So they're suspending the rest of the season. The coaches are on leave. Should the coaches just be fired? I mean, it should wipe clean this whole thing.
Yeah. If they knew about it or not, it's if this has been going on since the summer, absolutely not.
Yeah, what's that say about your coaching ability? This player that was going through this stuff didn't bring it to you. And if he did.
Or having no knowledge of it at all. That speaks on your coach-to-player relationship.
Wow. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Noob on the grass stuff. They grow that grass for 2 years. They didn't grow it well enough, I guess. Patrick Mahomes. You know, we talked about where he ranks as far as quarterbacks go. I said he needs to, if he can win this Super Bowl, then he's going to move up. Where is he now? You know, Tom Brady's the GOAT. I don't think anyone's arguing that. I always kind of look at, you know, the Joe Montanas next for me, John Elway's in the mix. Is Patrick Mahomes the top three quarterback of all time now? Not a lot of quarterbacks win two Super Bowls. And I know Tom Brady winning seven makes us kind of forget how difficult it is to just win two. John Elway won two as a player. Aaron Rodgers has only won one.
Eli Manning has two.
Eli Manning has two, yes.
So, yeah, you're Patrick and Eli are like right there.
Same guy. Peyton Manning, one of the greats too. He only won two.
Two separate teams.
Two separate teams, which is a big deal. I'm just thinking of us. How many did Joe Montana win? Did he win three? I mean, there's a lot of guys that have won two Super Bowls. But it's hard to do. I mean, there's a few guys. I guess there's not a lot of guys. Like Drew Brees, won one. I'm trying to think of who else. I think it's still bizarre that Aaron Rodgers has only won one. Big Ben has two, yeah. He got one early in his career. Yeah, that's a lot. I mean,
Joe Montana has four.
His four? Okay. Yeah, Joe Montana's still going to be up there then, for me.
Jim Plunkett has two.
Okay.
Terry Bradshaw has
four.
Two.
Doesn't Bradshaw have four? Yeah, because the Steelers were so dominant. He got a lot, which is why a lot of people.
Greasy has two.
Bob.
And Bart Starr has two.
But the fact that Mahomes has done it in such a short amount of time, and has he been to three Super Bowls then? Been to three? Won one, lost one, won one? Is that right? That's insane to me, man. So early in his career, he's already in those conversations now. That he's got two. And listen, the Chiefs, I haven't looked at their salary cap situation, but aren't they bringing most of that team back? Bringing most of that defense back anyway. He's got to be in the top five. I don't know if he quite crosses over John Elway and Joe. It's Tom Brady and it's Joe Montana for me. The one and two. Then you get into the John Elway and, you know, the older quarterbacks too are in there, as you mentioned, like Bart Starr. But of guys that I've watched, yeah, he's probably top five. Mahomes is above all the current greats, right? He's above Aaron Rodgers now. He's above Drew Brees. He's above Peyton Manning. Manning's went to four. He went to two with the Colts, went to two with the Broncos, won one with the Colts, and won one with the Broncos. Does that give you more credence to think he's better than Mahomes because he did it with the Colts and the Broncos, and he's been to one more Super Bowl? One more Super Bowl puts Mahomes in top three easily. But he's in that discussion now. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. 20 minutes after the hour. Don't forget, we're going to have UNC head coach Steve Smiley on the show in the 1 o'clock hour. Talk about those UNC Bears. They've won three in a row. They're maybe going to be the most dangerous team in our area when it comes to getting into their making some noise in their conference tournament. Now, they are 5-9 in the conference. They need to get to fifth to get a first round bye. They are So Idaho State is fifth right now, and they are a game and a half behind Idaho State. There is a chance that the Bears could get into that fifth spot and make a wild run of this thing. They have four games remaining. They're at Idaho this Thursday, then at Eastern Washington on Saturday, and then they finish off the season next week against with two home games. Crowd needs to go show out there against Northern Arizona and Idaho State. So those would be some great opportunities to go watch, because maybe those games could lead you. I mean, if you can beat Idaho, if you can find a way to win these two road games, and then you play Idaho State, you're a game and a half behind them. So there's a shot there. 21 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and take a quick break. Let's talk about the commercials, the Super Bowl commercials, the halftime, all of that. When we come back, your thoughts on the extra stuff that surrounded the Super Bowl. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's a new ad in town. Hear the blue and gold spring football game on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey everybody, this is Dalton Reiser with the Denver Broncos, left guard number 66. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies is celebrating over 52 years of being specialists in the medicine of motion. And get this, they're the largest privately owned, fully vertically integrated orthopedic and spine medical group in Colorado and one of the largest in the country. Check them out at orthohealth.com. I know I sound like a football snob kind of guy when I do this, but I'm not really into the extra stuff that surrounds the Super Bowl. But I will admit, like, the commercials, at least when I know we're going to a break, I'm engaged because I'm like, what's it going to be? Is it going to be funny? Is it going to be cool? It's not something I look forward to. It's just part of it. Did any of the commercials stick out to you? Did you think it was a particularly good run of commercials this year?
As a collective, it wasn't that impressive. There's a couple that stuck out to me, but otherwise, it was I would check it for like the first 2 seconds. If it caught my interest, yeah. Okay. If not, I'm gonna look at Twitter.
Yeah,
see what everyone else thinks about it.
You didn't like this one. I don't know. Maybe you did, but the Michael Keaton thing. Michael Keaton coming Flash. Back as Batman. So my nerd is gonna show here a little bit. I'm guessing this is from the comic book Flashpoint.
Yep.
When Flash goes crazy and just goes so fast around the world that he just goes back in time. He goes back in time and screws up the entire timeline of things.
Basically.
And so in the comic book, Batman is actually, and I don't know if they're going to do this, but Batman's he's a hero, but he's like kind of a bad hero. Like he has guns and shoots people and does all that stuff. And then the Joker is actually Batman's, so the Batman is actually the dad. It's his dad, parents, right? It's Bruce Wayne's dad,
Thomas.
And then Joker is his mom,
Martha.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to do that.
I don't think so.
He goes back into an alternative world or universe where Bruce was killed that night. You all know the story of Batman, where Bruce's parents are killed. Well, Bruce was killed, and so the dad went on to fight crime as Batman, and then the mom went mad with grief and became the Joker. Kind of nifty little storyline there, man. But I don't know if that's what they're going to do.
I think it's more he messes up the timeline and he goes into another parallel universe. He meets another version of himself. But that version's Batman is Michael Keaton.
So it's kind of like what they did with Spider-Man.
So it's like Michael Keaton 30, 20 years later, and he's like super Batman. Not like super Batman, but he's a very aged, experienced Batman at this point.
Yeah.
And then there's Supergirl or something, and Zod's back for some reason. It looks crazy.
I'll probably watch it because I did like Michael Keaton as Batman. He wasn't my Batman, but he was a good Batman.
Oh, and you can't, I mean, the iconic, I'm Batman. It's perfect.
It was so good. Yeah.
My mom texted me that. Just, I'm Batman. Like, oh.
I'm Batman.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Those were amazing movies.
His suit's a little goofy, but.
He had like a weird suit back in the day.
He can't turn his head to the side.
But his Batmobile was sweet.
Yes.
I had like 45 different toys of that growing up. That particular
so who
Batmobile.
Is your Batman?
Christian Bale.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that string of movies, those three, they're way different than anything else because it's not superhero-y. It's more like, what would Batman be like if it was more of a real universe? Like if it really was a Batman in our world, what would that be like? So that was a cool spin on it, but you're obviously not seeing the crazy magic and superpowers and all that stuff. There's no Superman or any of that, anything like that in those movies. So that was cool to see that. There's a new dog movie where they talk for the dogs. Like Homeward Bound style.
Oh.
I don't know. Jamie Foxx is a dog, and then
oh yeah.
Who else is a dog? There's another guy that's a dog.
Bradley Cooper?
Yeah, Bradley Cooper's a dog. What else? The Will Ferrell ad with the zombies. Was that good?
Yeah.
The Stranger Things clip was funny. You're not a Will Ferrell guy?
Yeah. It's okay.
But nothing was particularly funny to me.
I liked the Breaking Bad one.
And I missed that one.
Oh.
I missed that one.
That one was good.
Didn't see it. You talked about the dog one.
Oh, the farmer dog.
That was emotional.
Very sad.
That was a good ad, though. I don't know what they were advertising. Was it dog food?
I think, yeah, it was dog food.
Okay. Like,
I kind of looked at it in a different way. I was like, I was putting a little too much realism into it because, like, I had a dog when I was young. And, you know, you grow up with your dog. And I'm thinking, this girl went off to college.
And she took the
dog.
She
got married.
Yeah.
She had a kid.
Yep.
And this dog is still somehow alive.
And it's still alive. And it did.
Like,
and it
take
went
care
with
of
you.
Your dogs, feed them good food, take care of them, and love them and stuff. But that's like 20 something years,
right?
She was
little when this happened at the beginning of the commercial, wasn't she? Yeah,
I
thought the same
you're pushing
thing.
It a bit.
I'm like, is that can't be the same? I get
what
it was
the quality of life of that dog.
It was. I liked how it kind of went through the dog's memory of thinking of her growing up with her, and now she's singing to him. Like that kind of got me. Cool family ad. The baby bosses, whatever, was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's always fun to watch. Boss baby type stuff. Yeah, just, Brian was talking about the rock one. Quit calling people you're a rock star.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny.
I don't know. I thought of you guys. I'm like, Brady's always saying we're rock stars. No, you're not a rock star.
You're not a rock star unless you're an actual rock star.
You're good at your job.
So commercials were
okay.
The Bradley Cooper one was kind of funny with his mom.
Yeah.
But again, I don't remember what any of these are pushing. Like
it was
any
T-Mobile.
Of that. Oh, is it T-Mobile? And she called it something weird. That was kind of funny.
So now the big topic. Halftime.
I'm just not a halftime guy. Did you like it?
It was okay. Like I was sitting there just listening to it, watching it. My foot was, like, tapping along because I knew a lot of the songs that she played or sang. Visually, it was, all right, you're on a platform. It's going up. It's going down. Now you're off the platform. Now you're going to walk this way, back up in the air. Oh, and you're pregnant, too. That's cool.
It's kind of, I mean, it's dangerous, man.
Yeah.
Pregnant and you're up on that? Just scary. I saw people tweeting that don't be the guy that, okay, if people tweet that they don't like it, don't accuse them of what people were being accused of last night. I saw some of that nasty stuff on Twitter. A bunch of middle-aged white men don't like the concert. Do you have to be a middle-aged white man? You're not if you don't like Rihanna, that makes you a middle-aged white man?
Well, it's not like Rihanna's super popular now. She was popular like 10 years ago. And they're going into the last decade or so
right.
artists. So a lot of people from the early 2000s are starting to get their shine. Like, we had all the rappers last year, like guys like Maroon 5, and some of those earlier 2000s groups are starting to get that, oh, you've reached 10 years, now you can be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but it's like, I see these tweets of people that just assume. You go, oh, I didn't like the halftime show. How about for me? I don't like any of that kind of music. I have never found myself bebopping along listening to Rihanna. That's not me. My wife,
not even
sure.
Umbrella?
No, I mean, it's catchy, but it's not my... let's gotta hear Umbrella. No, dude.
Work.
No. As thought-provoking as that song is...
Diamonds in the Sky?
It's not me. You can't... Like, I'm a rocker, but I'll even admit, put my favorite bands up there at halftime, I'm not going to like that either. I'm in a football mode. I don't go to a Tool concert and then in between acts want to see guys throwing footballs around. I go to watch music.
Would it be cool?
That'd be weird.
Well, what if it was the band members throwing the football?
That'd be kind of fun.
Like, all right, we're going to take five real quick.
Toss it to the fans. That's just the way I am. I go to a football game and I'm into the football. Halftime's here? Great. This sucks. What am I going to do? Oh, I guess I'll watch that. It's 29 minutes? Noob says, I'm a middle-aged white man, and I liked it. Good. And I think a lot of people did like it.
I don't think it was, like, in terms of Super Bowl halftime shows, it wasn't spectacular, but it was Rihanna.
I just, like, I don't really know what to expect anymore, because you're going to get, it's like a fine line. 50% of people are going to be like, this is the best thing I've ever seen in my life. And then the other 50 are like, it wasn't good. And I'm like, this is what we do every year. Tanner says, I love Rihanna. Can I read that on the air? What, you just text me? I don't know. Because some people would say they didn't like it. And then they would get attacked. Well, you don't like it because you're racist. Or you are a middle-aged white man. Or you don't like pop music. Okay.
It's not for everyone. Like, there are songs, like, I knew probably like 90% of her songs that she sang.
Yeah.
There was one in there I'm like, I know this song, but I particularly don't like it. But most of her other ones, I was like, all right, I, you know, tap my foot to this, I'll nod along. When all the lights started, I was like, this is a good one. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Listen, if you guys like it, I stand by my tweet. Halftime shows are, you can still enjoy them if you're a football fan, because I know you're a football fan. But I'm telling you, they're built for people that are not football fans. They're there to attract the non-football fans, to give you something else to look. The same with the commercials. People that don't watch football are always like, yeah, I watch the commercials. It's like, name four players on each team.
Well, it makes sense. If everyone in the household's watching this one game, odds are most, like, some of those people are not going to have any interest in football, so you have to draw them in. Normally it's, these guys just sit around the table and talk about what we just saw.
Yeah.
15 minutes?
Yeah.
That's boring.
Yeah.
Put a music performance on or something.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not like, I got to hear 80, like the national championship. I don't need to hear 80 dudes talk about the game I just watched or the first half I just watched. I'm just, halftime's typically where it's like, all right, I'll switch it over, watch something else, get up, do something real quick, go get the mail. I don't know. Play with my kid. But in this case, yeah, this is where people get together and your friends that are non-football fans are like, what'd you think of the halftime show? And I'm like, yeah.
It was the show.
I'm not into that stuff. Just not. Dude, Metallica could play at halftime. And it wouldn't be their best because it's a shortened version.
Kind of old, too.
If I had to pick, I'd like to see Metallica. So I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and they performed at halftime, and it was awful. Like, I can admit that.
When you're going up against Bruno Mars, so.
Noob says Bruno Mars should just do it every year.
Agreed.
I still think they should just, like, so it's like a Vegas thing? So it's just Bruno Mars is part of it? Like, yeah. Wayne Newton is part of Vegas? Bruno Mars is Mr. Halftime?
Just do, like, a rotating guest list. One year, this person's the star, and you'll pick two of the guest list. All right, you guys are guest performing.
Why was it decreed back, I mean, I don't know the history, but why was it like a musical act during halftime would be great? I'm just curious. I'm just asking.
I saw some clips on Twitter this morning of just like older Super Bowl halftime shows, and it was like bunch of cheerleaders just dancing or dog and pony shows. And, you know, oh, a dog caught a frisbee and half the stands are empty. It's like, this is, I see why they switched to music.
They should do like a hot rod thing, man. Get a stunt man. Go over cool. like 12 buses
do
or something.
Do it during the show. Like, she had that whole runway set up. You could have put like a bike and just jump it.
Royal Rumble. Do the Royal Rumble at halftime.
I would be down for that.
WWE Royal Rumble halftime. It's 29 minutes. I don't think the Royal Rumble match takes 29 minutes.
No, you can get plenty of entertainment out of that.
You can get that done in 20 minutes.
Have like one guy dress up as a Chiefs fan, one a Philly fan, and have them fight.
Have fans part of it. Just right, everybody's wrestling.
Scripted, though.
It's true. Wait, wrestling scripted?
What did you think about the national anthem with Stapleton?
Stapleton? It's good. I'm just not over the top one way or the other on this stuff.
Who cried better? No Sean Moreno.
Oh, No Sean had tears that I've never seen before. When was No Sean's though? Was that in the playoffs?
I think that was a regular season game.
And he just like the tears that came down his eyes like did not look natural because he was crying so hard. And then Sirianni's crying. I mean, yeah, it's emotional. We all love to see guys get emotional, and that was cool. Yeah, but as far as all of it goes, I mean, I didn't see the whole Rihanna thing because we were at my mother and father-in-law's house, and then my kids, like, you know, bedtime and all that stuff. We try to stay pretty consistent. It's like 7:30. So I was like, well, I don't want to miss any of the game. And then I heard, oh, it's 29 minutes. It's like, 29 minutes. We have plenty of time. We can drive around for a while. So I got in, turned it on. I saw her last couple of songs. And it was just a person up there singing on a stage.
So now are you excited for the XFL or the USFL?
I'm not excited about any of it now. But am I, if, like, when is the XFL? Is it this weekend?
Yep.
How many games?
I think 8.
And then we go for how many weekends?
I think up until, like, April, and then that's when the USFL starts.
I'm just not excited about it. But I wasn't excited with the USFL, but then I found myself watching the championship game. So,
well, it's football that's on the weekends.
Yeah, it's true. But people are like, baseball, you're center stage now. It's like, no. Still basketball season. We got plenty of great basketball going on.
Like a month of spring training. Relax.
Yeah, relax, baseball fans.
Don't need to rush to baseball.
You got about 40 meaningless games coming up.
We only have 8 months of it afterwards.
Yeah. Center stage. Dude, you still got March Madness? You still got the NBA Finals, the NHL Finals? No, baseball's not center stage yet. Certainly not here. 405, do the Pro Bowl flag football at halftime. Agree with you, music doesn't fit. They want to make the Pro Bowl like their own thing. I don't think they'd do it, but I always said jousting would be good. Let's get some jousting happening out there.
Gladiator races?
Yes.
Chariots? On fire with horses.
Yeah, what's that show that came out on Netflix that was very controversial? It was like a game show, but people were like dying in it and stuff.
Was it the Squid Games?
Yeah, Squid Games.
It's like 100 physical or something?
Have them do Squid Games during that, but that obviously don't actually kill anybody.
You could do red light, green light.
Yeah, do red light, green light. That'd be fun.
Make it a field day.
Do dodgeball. Get Ben Stiller out there and Vince Vaughn out there, and we just could recreate dodgeball. I thought the Pepsi ad with Ben Stiller was kind of funny.
Yeah. I feel like I haven't seen Ben Stiller in years. Then you see him again, you're like, whoa, I didn't know you were still doing this.
Nothing stood out. The commercials, just nothing really stood out. The Bud Light, Miller Lite, Blue Moon ad. I just have more questions. I'm like, did they all pay for this?
I feel like commercials 10 years ago were just a lot better.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
Everyone was trying to make it
funny.
Be the one that stuck out to you.
Was the Bud Light, so did they all three pay for that ad together? Bud Light, Miller Light, and Blue Moon?
They might all be the same.
Oh, are company. They?
So
are they? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We'll do all three of them.
And then just
Budweiser
make Blue Moon.
The golf one.
Oh,
the,
it's like
the golf bag and you could get a beer out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't, I didn't walk away. They weren't like that memorable, except for Michael Keaton. That was the most memorable thing for me. 12:43 the time. Angel, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Who was the singer before the Super Bowl, like a couple of hours, that was singing, did a performance, and he had like the robot dogs up there with him? Jason Derulo? He had all these robot dogs up there, and I was like, uh-oh.
I didn't see that.
And so it begins. That was kind of freaky. I just had it on the background. I saw that. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Our poll question today is at thewholeshow.com. Do you agree with the defensive holding call late in this one? And, you know, after we kind of talked about it in the 11 o'clock hour, there was something there. So I kind of get the call. There was something there. What are your thoughts? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. 77% of the hooligans are saying no, do not agree with that. When it does seem like everybody's kind of going, like they didn't want to see the Chiefs win. And this, my listeners, obviously are Broncos fans, didn't want to see the Chiefs win. They were rooting for the Eagles, so that checks out. I just love it. I posted my pick, and it's like, Brady, I thought you were a Broncos fan. It's like, bro, they're not in this. Did I miss something? Did the Broncos, you know, somehow win a ton of games and get into the Super Bowl? No. I pick the games by assessing the matchup, and then I pick who I think's going to win. Not who I want to win. But honestly, I didn't care who won. Just wanted it to be a good game. It was a good game, and then my pick was right.
In the modern day, any given week, your sports teams change. Because who's playing who? Oh, I'm going to root for them.
Yeah, I'm going to pick this team, and maybe I'm going to root for my pick, or I'm going to pick this team, but I hope I don't win. But I just feel like they're going to win. It happens. Doesn't mean you're rooting. If I pick the Broncos to lose to the Chiefs next year, when we do our picks, and I pick the Broncos to win 11 games next year, well, there's going to be six other games that I have them pick to lose. Does that make me a fan of that team over the Broncos six different times?
Yes.
So I should be like Micah and pick the Broncos to win every game.
If you are not outwardly presenting yourself as a Broncos fan, I'm going to assume you are a fan of any other team. There's no guessing.
Yeah. A bunch of my listeners on there are like, you're not a Broncos fan anymore? I'm like, can I pick them to win this game? Because I don't think they're going to.
You should always pick your team.
But they weren't in it.
Manifest.
Somehow it's going
to
work out.
If you say it enough, it'll happen. You can trick your brain into just squinting your eyes a little bit. That red kind of looks like orange.
Yes. It's funny. It was just funny to me. But that was my pick. Actually, you ended up beating me, I think, because I think you got me by a game. But I ended up going, the last three I got, I did get the AFC and NFC championship right and then the Super Bowl. So I came on stronger. Wild card weekend was rough for me. That was rough. That's where I lost. Middle divisional round, we were about even. And then I maybe moved up one on you in the championships, but I didn't have enough games and then the Super Bowl. So I think you got me by one. So well done. But I did get the last three. So you're only as good as your last three picks. It's what I was always taught. How did my quarterback tiers hold up now that the season is over? Anything that stood out to you? We are wrapping up another NFL season. What were some of the big highlights for you? We'll talk about that. Recap some more of the game. Russell Wilson made an appearance on Twitter about his foundation. Did it answer the questions that you sought? We'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian, Gary, and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. Bones just keeps talking, man. He just keeps talking. Bones Highland has a lot to say now that he's with the Clippers officially. I got one thing I want to read, and then Angel, I want you to go into yours that we were talking about during the break. Is this shade thrown toward Jamal Murray? Towards Jamal Murray? He said, it was a great experience playing with Joker. Two guys over here who are phenomenal talents. And over there, there's one guy with phenomenal talent as well. He was asked specifically about playing with Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray and now Kawhi and Paul George. He did not include Jamal Murray in that. So it does lead us to believe that Jamal's tweets last week about don't, whatever it was, if you're not going to put in the work, don't be mad at the results, was about Bones Highland.
Yep.
There was beef. A lot. He was specifically asked, what's it like playing with Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray and now Kawhi and PG? Well, he said two guys are great over here and one guy is great over there. And then he was mad that the Nuggets didn't open him up to be a better point guard.
Yeah, he basically said he wasn't given the opportunity to showcase his playmaking ability. He sees himself more than just a scoring point guard. I find that very hard to believe.
You were given every opportunity
to lead this bench, and you couldn't do it. And when Jamal had to help you, you got mad.
Yep.
And you stormed off.
Bones Highland, the legend of Bones Highland, grows. All right, second hour coming up. Steve Smiley, head coach of the Bears, in the third hour. We'll be right back.